Contractors, listen, I want to invite you to a four-part free video training that we're doing right now that's going to reveal the hurdles that are in your way from you bringing home the amount of money you need to make a year. And let's just say it's about 200,000 bucks. If you're not paying yourself 200 grand minimum in your pocket as a home improvement contractor, then click the link and take part in this free training. We are going to help you improve your profits. We're going to help you eliminate the self-doubt and everything else that's stopping you from achieving more and getting paid what you're worth. Hit the link and join me now.
Derek Johnson, thanks for joining me today, brother.
Tim, how are you, sir?
Tim, hey, let's talk about money.
Woo,
yes.
My favorite.
I love talking about money. Yeah.
I actually just saw, I don't even know what his Facebook, you know, Facebook is just a Facebook group, not a group, but a thing. And it had this image of a house. It had like a before ranch and had an after ranch. And they added this like crazy asymmetrical, like this modern thing on the side of the house, which is almost kind of similar to like a Frank Lloyd Wright. And I saw that and I went, ooh, that's phase two. I got to make some more money. So I love money.
Yeah. Well, it is awesome. A sales podcast. So we have to talk about, you know, we talk about mindset and shit like that. But like one of the, if you were to be able to say what the steps are to become a millionaire, how many steps do you think there are? There are only a couple of things you have to really do.
Oh man, that's easy. It's Steve Schoenholzer. I mean, he carries, you know, buttons around at the events, you know, I can make you a millionaire. And the whole thing is it's just three steps and it's all here in Battleground. And the coaches are here. Steve Schoenholzer is actually in Battleground as well. And it's three steps. It's all you got to do. You just have to learn how to communicate. It's Shin Fu, mm-hmm. Right? And then you have to learn how to treat people. Well, that's part of a community. That's part of a tribe. You learn how to understand how people work. That's where that's at. And then it's 50% profit margin. If it costs you a dollar, you charge two. You focus with intent on those three things and you will become a millionaire. If that's what you choose, you can also just become financially independent. You can buy back your time. There's so many things that happen with that. Communicate well, treat people well. And damn, if it just cost you a dollar, you just got to charge two and just produce it.
Right. So if you're listening and you're hearing that, he said it twice. So rewind it, go back to it. One, two, three, right? Communicate how to treat people in the 50-50, right? So you're charging something, not 50-50, but 50% gross. This thing we're communicating, you went to the Shin Fu because we can't turn this off, you and I, Derek. We just can't,
no.
Even with ourselves. And we laugh at each other, but we appreciate it. You know, hey, Derek, would it be a bad idea if we hit the record button now? And we laugh at each other, but we just know. It's like, I like to be communicated like that, and so does Derek, and people appreciate it. Most of the problems we have in business are a people problem or a process problem. For me, okay. A lot of this stuff is processes. And when I say processes, it's like, how do I communicate something is happening to somebody else? And how do, when I communicate that with somebody, how are they perceiving it? And that goes into how to treat people. There are some times, more than I should, I embarrassingly say that I don't treat people as well as they should be. You wonder why people leave. You know, the people that you have working for you now, Derek, are not the same people. I shouldn't say that. I'll ask you. Are they the same people you started off with 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago?
10, but not anywhere past that.
Yeah.
And not all of those people.
And it's coincidental that they're still working for you?
No, not at all. I was not a good leader. I was not a good boss early on. I didn't know how to. I thought it was old school, right? What we would refer to as old school. You just yell at them. Yell loud enough, they'll just do it. Cuss them a little bit, and they'll just get in line. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Nothing's worse than being mistreated or not communicated in a way that you feel that you need to be talked to. Nobody likes to be yelled at. Nobody likes to be humiliated or feel embarrassed. Communication, man, and just how people perceive that communication. It's easy to take everything you add. Dude, I like it right up front. Just tell me how it is. And when you, if anybody here is listening to this or people who have never met Steve, Steve's going to ask you, if you ask him for his opinion on something, he's going to ask you, how do you like for me to give it to you? I can candy coat it. I'll give it to you upside the head with a 2x4. He gives you a choice. And it was a previous recording I heard Steve, it was released recently, and he said he has never yet had somebody say candy coat it. I like it, right? Just tell me. Just tell me what I should do. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think I'm missing. Just tell it to me. Did you like to beat around the bush, Derek?
No. No, it's not at all. I don't, I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this. And if you tell the person the truth, they know how to feel. And if you don't, they just make up stories in their head, and those stories in their head are never good. And I used to want to be like, yeah, just lie to me because I don't want to hear the truth. But if you tell the truth, but most people won't tell you the truth. And you can be brutally kind. Doesn't mean that you have to tell the truth and be a jerk about it.
No. Yeah. So finding out how people need to communicate, how they want to hear it, and asking that question like he does. I mean, that's like, if there's one thing I could take away from Steve, I can't just take one thing away from Steve. There's millions of things because of him that I'm lucky enough to have now. I'm fortunate enough to have, not lucky, fortunate enough to have. And the one thing I've witnessed it, Derek. It was 1 week I took and I went and worked for Steve's company, his pawn company, when he still owned it back then. And I wanted to see what the culture was like, if Steve was just like full of BS or it was a real deal. And I can tell you everything he says, how he had his company is exactly how it is. I saw it. I witnessed it. I was with him in the trenches building pawns for a week. And it was like the best experience I ever had. Those guys know how to communicate. They know how to make you feel important. They know how to treat you. They do. And I saw the money and I saw the 50% or more. And it's okay to charge more than 50. I mean, you misunderstood the assignment.
I did. I thought it was supposed to be 60. So yeah. I ran with it.
the oblivious it's okay to be.
Just be oblivious. It's awesome.
Yeah. So those three things, Derek. Anything else?
I mean, you just have to focus on those three things. And well, so it's being personable too. And that's knowing how to communicate with people and treat people. And I heard this from Laird Hamilton, big wave surfer. He was on a podcast with, doesn't matter. But he said, you don't have to be that talented if you're personable. And if you're very, very personable, you don't have to be talented at all. But if you're talented and very personable, you're going to go a long, long, long way. But something about just being personable with people will take you a long way. You got to be that golden retriever and you got to have your values and your standards in place. But if you treat people like you're a golden retriever and you're very, very personal with them, it's going to open up so many doors for you and allow you so many other opportunities just because you're just a good person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you. I can think of all the times that I've been mistreated, meaning not treated well as an employee, and how I felt about that person. But it was the guys who, and they happen to be men, that treated me well and respectfully, that I would do anything for as an employee, because I was, I felt that was that they were holding me to their level. And it wasn't that hard. It's like, you know, whatever it would be a joke or just something to make me feel like a value, that I'm not just an employee and not just a revenue machine for them, that I mattered. And there's all kinds of stuff to, you know, not just communication, how to treat people. Something my own company, you know, the guys have been on us for, and we're going to have quarterly events. We're going to do things with our guys. They want to feel like it's more than just, hey, come in and punch in the morning, punch out in the evening. Do things with them. Spend time with them. Spend money. Just, I mean, it was the other morning, and I said to my wife, we have to have a gathering at our house and cook out for the guys. Do something. Serve them. Make quarterly. Them feel that, hey, they're worth quarterly. Having. They are. Yeah. I would like to do it more often. I think maybe the summer it's more, because summers are great for cookouts. Or maybe a kayaking trip, or, you know, there was something about whitewater rafting up north. You know, I was talking to Sean Frost, you know, the artist of the year for Aquascape. And he was talking about whitewater rafting. And I don't forget the other thing was skydiving. It's like, no, I'm not interested in that. But it was like a 2-day event. You skydive one day, whitewater rafting the next.
Yeah, just skydive right into the rapids. Be perfect. Get right in the raft.
No, I don't think he was saying that. I don't know about the jumping out of an airplane, but I could do the rafting again.
My heart can handle maybe
one more trip in my life. Is that what it is?
Water
socks.
Yeah, man. Keep your feet dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contractors, it's about time that you earn what you're worth. And more importantly, to earn what you're worth in any economy. Far too many contractors are waking up each day and going to bed each night with this story rolling through their brain that they're failing as a provider. They can't pay the bills at home. They can't pay the bills in their business. Yet, they're adding so much value to their clients and they're scratching their heads going, what the hell's the issue? Why can't I make more money? Why can't I get over this hump? Why can't I pass the six-figure mark in my personal income? Or if you're already making six figures, why can't I get to that next milestone in my business? It comes down to simply, you were generally not taught to be a business owner. You were taught the trade, but not the craft of running a business. And that's why I am doing a special four-part video training series where we're going to dig down and we're going to discuss the most important factors that are going to ensure that you make what you're worth in any economy. I'll see you there. Hit the link.
Yeah. So what was that thought, Derek?
I was frustrated at my team because we built two water features recently, small water features. And as you know, as a pond guy, you get it done, you rinse it down, and the water's going to be a bit turbid. It's not going to be clear for a day or so. And both of these were small water features where they could have rinsed them, flushed them, rinsed them, flushed them, almost like a clean out, like truly, like almost get that water almost clear. And both of them were left muddy. And yes, it will, you know, settle out, but then you're going to have that little film of mud on the bottom. And yeah, it'll work its way up to the filter pads. We know how this works, but it was just unnecessary for them to leave that much chocolate milk in the water. And I was just thinking, as I was writing, I was just really frustrated about it. It was like, you know, I just want to just like call and be really, my thoughts were of frustration. I knew if I called or I texted, it was just going to come off shitty. You know, there's no reason we should do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, and I thought, it's like, no, you can't do that anymore. And I just went, you know, make a phone call and just go, hey guys, what do you think about the last two water features we had and the muddy water? They're like, yeah, we probably should have pumped that out. I was like, I think that's a pretty good idea. So do you think it'd be okay if like we spend maybe an extra 30 minutes or something to really rinse that stuff out so that it's as clear as it possibly be for relief? And yeah, I think that's fair. I was like, how do you think we might be able to do that? Well, maybe we bring a couple of our clean out tanks and, you know, have some rinse water, some extra water, so we can really rinse those things out. And I was like, I think that's a pretty good idea. Y'all want to do that? Like, yeah, we'll do that. We'll make sure we load them in the truck. That is when you said go back 10 years to today, but I still had that thought. Was that inner roommate? That inner roommate was like, tell him what's up. And I'm like, no, because
you tell them they're not going to get paid this week.
Yeah. Just yell at them.
I just went to the next level. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was perfect. That's perfect. Roll up on the job site and go, hey,
everybody over here.
Oh man, it's so that's being personable, man. It's like I just gotta like, when I show up on the job site, if I'm communicating with someone, who am I gonna be? Am I gonna be the golden retriever? Am I gonna be the person that I would want to interact with? Or am I the person typically with resting bitch face walking around, people thinking I'm pissed off all the time? Which I do, by the way.
That's good advice right there, Derek. If you're driving somewhere and you got this thing, yeah, you're sitting in there thinking to yourself, how am I? I'm going to let this guy have it. I'm going to hold back his pay, or I'm going to yell at him, or he's not going to ever do this to me again. And he's disrespecting. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
How do you show up to be a best version? Because the way you can do what you want, right? But I would not roll up to somebody, treat him like shit, not communicate him in the right way, make him feel less than, then expect him, and then push him forward in front of your customer. Now be a good person for that customer.
Yeah. Now you get out there and
what? You can't do the Lord's work. Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been beat up pretty bad, dude, by bosses, and they're just like, "Yeah, gonna go face the public," and I'd be like, tears are in my eyes. It's like this little frail little boy. Yeah. It's like this is fine.
It's just fine.
And I said to myself, someday I'm gonna give it with him. Yeah, I hope he goes to hell. It's like, yeah, there's no sense in it. It's just, it's not serving anybody. And, you know, when you approach your people and, hey, what do you think about that? Or, hey, how can we do this? They've come up with their own solution. And, guys, rather than being yelled at, let's go back to even a marriage. If your wife had a problem with, I don't know, not making the bed or not doing the dishes or not doing something making around the house, how does she ask you, hey, I have a problem. Make me a sandwich. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's like, what would happen if you just asked, hey, I got this problem, and what do you think, how we can fix this? If it's my solution, then chances are I'm going to want to be part of it. Sure. So you made it there. You brought your problem to them because they are the problem, but you're not saying, here's the problem. We have a problem, and how do you think we can fix it? The solution was resolved by them with their plan, and they're going to tell you how they're going to fix it. it's not your problem. It's a team problem. And no one person is responsible for that, Derek. And yeah. Rather than writing a policy in the handbook, why don't we just talk about it?
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. Oof. The policies. Let's don't even go. Let's just wrap this up because I don't even want to talk about that stupid handbook. And we have one.
No, I'm What's looking at my day? Desk and I see some policies here. Oh, no. Don't. No. Hey, look.
I'll send it to you.
Sometimes we have to put things in writing. No, I don't want to see it. You keep it. Sometimes you got to write things down. But if you can just communicate with somebody in a human way, because at the end of it all, Derek, we don't have a company without people. It takes the people. We can't be scaring them off, treating them less than, because somebody's going to love on them if we don't. So let's keep them. Let's keep them. Charge you 50%. And yeah. So that's it for me, brother. We good?
We good. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, see you, buddy. Bye.